Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
I'm Sarah.
And you guys are in for a special treat today.
Yay!
We are currently in Los Angeles and about to do a super exciting interview.
We're at the Sky Bar where the In Touch magazine was when Lala was like, Lala and James were like all up into the business of everyone, and James is like jacking off to a vodka crayon or whatever, and he's
about the summer bods.
So we're at that location. We asked for a cucumber martini, and basically they gave us vodka and threw one cucumber slice in there, so we had to doctor this up a little bit.
It's like straight up vodka.
Yeah,
like we're just drinking vodka right now.
Don't understand who enjoys that, so if you're one of those, let us know, but I don't think I'll believe you. So anyways, we're super excited because Jeremy is on his way. We're going to meet him in a few minutes.
Yes, we are going to be interviewing Jeremy Maddox, who is a cast member of Vanderpump Rules and Ariana's little brother.
Yay. We're very excited.
Yeah, we're excited, a little nervous, but so excited.
Yeah.
So, hope you guys enjoy this interview and be looking for our next episode to release because, first, thank you guys so much again for your support on Patreon. That has been so amazing. And just to let you guys know, we donated all of those funds to
Puerto Rico Hurricane Relief through Joyce Gerard's link that she sent me. So that was awesome. And so we want to address that. Thank you for doing that. We're going to release it now through the normal way. So not just so everybody can hear, because we don't want to punish people that like pledged, but look at it as you got the first exclusive like months before. But another reason we want to do it, you know, I don't know, spite. So Mr. Jax Taylor seems a little bothered by it because apparently he was bored last night. You all know, we published that episode, what, a month and a half ago, maybe?
Yes.
Obviously, it's been out there for a long time, and the posts about it, like the Instagram, the Twitter posts, were a month and a half ago. Well, I think Brittany was out with Stassi last night, and Sandoval's in St. Louis, and Schwartz is in Iceland, so old Jax was lonely and bored and decided to go through old hashtags, because he wasn't even tagged in some of the stuff, but the Jax Brittany hashtag was. So he was bored and going through two-month-old hashtags, and he decided he didn't like the post about, hey, everyone, check out our podcast with Aaron. He's so nice, and he really handled that run-in with Jax smoothly. That was the post. But apparently that set Jax over the edge, and he commented and then immediately deleted and immediately blocked not just the podcast, but me personally, who had just written a one-word comment saying totally, as in Aaron was super nice. he blocked me and he sought me out on Twitter and under a totally different name, blocked me there. Like, wow, sensitive much? Like, we didn't even say anything bad about him.
Yeah, and so his response to us for doing this Aaron podcast that you will get to hear in our next episode is, 'cause you all know the whole story. Okay, Jax, here is a little message to you. Aaron was featured on your show. So were you mad at Evolution Media for bringing him on? Were you mad? Like, didn't you hash this out already? We didn't do anything other than interview someone that was on the show.
Yeah. And we did hear his story. We've heard friends of Brittany's stories, good friends of Brittany's stories. He is still close with her friends and her family. So if there was something so terrible, I doubt that would occur. And why are you so insecure about this? Like, it's just a guy that was on your show, pretty much like helping your show, because everyone tuned in for that episode more than any other. No one cared about you scooping chicken poop.
I mean, it seriously saved your show. Other than that, yeah, there was really nothing to write home
about. And like nothing bad was said. And as Jax loves to say, oh, it's when they stop talking about you is when I'll worry. So we are helping your dreams come true because we are talking about you. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't get
it's
it.
Really strange.
And he didn't block me on Twitter for what, a year, what, however long I've been on Twitter, and I've said bad things, and he didn't block me. But this, we said nothing. It was like, whoa.
Yeah. And insecure. Like the delay is just hilarious. But so, yeah,
the month and a half later.
Yeah. So we hope you guys enjoy that episode. And again, we'll put that up tomorrow. Let's say tomorrow. So today, enjoy getting to know Jeremy Maddox. At the end, listen to the episode. We'll let you know where you can follow him on all of his social media stuff.
And check out his artwork. We've got a little bit that we'll do some giveaways, but he's obviously way more than what we have.
We
want to display.
I saw some like photo shoots he did with Guillermo. Have you seen those?
No.
Ooh, I'll show you right now.
Cool.
Okay, so enjoy the interview, you guys. And please, 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 if you have not subscribed to our podcast or given us a review, we would really appreciate it. You guys, we do this for you. We are just super fans talking about the show. So please, if you could help us out, that would be amazing.
Yeah, it's free. So just a little review would be amazing.
Yes.
Thank you.
5-star. Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
I'm Sarah.
And we have a special guest today, Jeremy Maddox. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. So exciting. We're so excited. Yeah. So this let's just jump right in. So we're going to start with like the personal questions and cool. then get into like the Vanderpump Rules stuff. So we want to know about you, first of all. So
I like that.
Like, go ahead, Sarah, you start.
Well, just kind of like how you got to LA, if you're going to stay, what do you think of it? Well, I know you said you have thoughts on it, so.
Yeah.
This is the whole thing. Like, how'd you get here and what do you think so far?
Well, I mean, I kind of ended up here because I've always wanted to live in California out this way just because I'd probably stay out of trouble. Being that Florida's laws are different than the laws here on certain things.
Yeah, a little more concerned.
So I've always wanted to live out here. And then I got into photography, which was a good way to legitimize moving here. Cool. And then between that time, my sister ended up moving out here, I think it was 7 years ago from New York. So she was here and I was able to, you know, it was always like, come, you can stay with me, and then I would get a girlfriend, and it would postpone, and I would go live with this person, and then finally I made it. Finally, I got out here.
That's so good.
They ruin everything. Just focus on you.
I know. It's hard, though. I wear my heart on my sleeve. It's hard for me.
Yeah. So,
but, you know.
So how did you get into photography?
So I had a friend of mine in high school. He was always into the camera. Uh-huh. Which kind of got me into it. And we started shooting like surfing and making up, you know, our own little like videos and stuff.
Yeah.
So he got me into it. And then I kind of like stopped doing it for a while. And then I moved out to Tampa and I met these guys at, they went to college at USF. And I happened to have an apartment that was across the street, which in all honesty, I didn't even know. That was a college across the street when I got the apartment. I literally needed one like within 3 days and I made it happen. So I met them and then we kind of got into the same kind of creative mindset. At the time I was selling health insurance. I was making lots of money, I was miserable, you know, going to a 9-to-5, not being able to like be outside or like control my schedule or do what I want.
And it's like pressure too, like Vicki Gunvalson, where they're like, I'll work.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'd rather be barely getting by and doing whatever I want.
Yeah, being happy.
Yeah.
Totally.
So that happened. I met them. I got back into photography. I started shooting again. I kind of ran like a little like stoner page for a little while, you know, like the weed feeds on Instagram.
Yeah.
So I did like pictures of that stuff. That kind of fell off as I like created... you know, more of a better image. Then I met out here another friend of mine who I met through my sister, which he so happens to be in the room right now.
Okay.
My mentor. Shout out my mentor. he really made me into a professional, you know. So all that, you know, I cleaned up my feed. I, you know, we started working on projects together. And
how important would you say that that is to, like, to meet people and connect with people to be able to, you know, up your game a little bit like that? Because we're dealing with that with podcasting, kind of, where, you know, it's like constantly just like trying to do better and align yourself with people. Like, did that really help you, like, stay motivated? Oh, yeah. And stuff?
It helps a lot. I mean, especially when you have someone teaching you that's been doing it for so long and is so good at it, the bar is constantly raising itself. Yeah. You know? So, yeah, it's important. Yeah,
you can feel the difference, yeah.
And I would say it's more of a quality of person instead of a quantity. It's not people you know, but if you find, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better to have a quality person than a bunch of people that do small things for you instead of someone that,
you know, yeah, definitely.
Kind of takes you under their wing.
That's,
you know,
cool. So you mentioned that you surf.
Yeah.
And so you surfed in Florida and you surf here.
Yeah. I've actually haven't been able to surf that much here because I haven't had a car. I've been really busy. Traffic out here is like you have to drag yourself to the beach. As we're in Florida, yeah, it's like you drive right over the causeway and you're there.
Yeah.
It takes 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's different, but I would love to be in the water more out here.
Yeah.
I would say for a year, maybe 6 months, I took time off in Florida. I surfed every day there was waves. Yeah, so
I can,
like,
totally see you like living in Malibu, like, yeah, like on the, like, one of those, like,
Malibu or Huntington Beach, yeah, or parts of San Diego.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love San Diego, it's fun down there.
I want to go down to San Diego.
Super fun. I'm there. I'm going there tomorrow. My niece lives down there, so I'm just there all the time. But yeah. It's super fun. And there's just like pockets of every kind of different, like, whatever you're into, there's like an area for you.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a Florida kind of vibe. I've been told Laguna Beach too.
Oh, love Laguna.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's just, it's really sleepy. So, and
I'm very sleepy.
It's kind of hard to, it's either, yeah, it's a lot of senior citizens, like Leisure World is there and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so Florida.
So it's more of like a daytime. Yeah. Yeah.
God's,
it's
like a waiting daytime room
party, yeah, thing.
It's purgatory. Yeah. That's why I had to leave. I have too much to do. I have too much living to do. It's a slow town. I mean,
yeah.
I love everybody there, but
how is it different, like, party wise? Like, what's the scene like there versus here?
So there you're looking at like going to the bar and maybe your buddy has friends over. Here it's like
so many choices.
Oh, it's heavy out here. I can see how like it's easy for people to like slip through the cracks and get caught up in like doing things they shouldn't do, and it's through the fact that there's a party here every night and it's like popping.
Yeah,
you know?
And that loops back to the people you hang out with and mm-hmm. like what your goals are and all that stuff. So yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, I was at the W Hollywood on Thanksgiving one time because my friends live in Hollywood, but they had family, and so I'm like, I'm just going to stay at the W. And I was there with a couple friends, but they went to bed. I think I was getting hustled. Like, they're like, let's go downtown to this party and blah, blah. I'm like, it's Thanksgiving. Is there, I think they're trying to kidnap me pretty much.
Oh my gosh.
Sure.
I mean, now they're on Hollywood Boulevard. You got to be careful, right? Especially late at night.
I'm like drunk in a holiday. I'm like, anyways. All right. So what are your thoughts then? LA, you're like kind of weird. You think you might move or you might stick around?
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to give myself a 5-year plan to like do what I need to do, get out of here, and like live somewhat in what I consider a normal place.
Right.
I hope that doesn't offend anybody, but
yeah.
For me, it's too busy here. The life is really fast. There's a lot of, I don't know, it's hard to read people out here, you know?
Yeah.
So there's that to it. I love California. I like LA, but I'm not sure I'm a fan of like Hollywood or West Hollywood.
Right.
Well, come down to Huntington and we'll take you out and we'll show you like some spots. And
I would like that.
Decide if you like it. And then, you know, you can, from there, Laguna's like 15 minutes away. You can go down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys been to San Clemente?
San Clemente, yeah.
That's another beautiful and
like
good
that
surfing
town. Yeah.
Very sleepy.
Okay.
So very Florida.
Okay.
But there's trestles and
I surf trestles while I was out here. It was a small day, but even on a small day, it was like really good.
Sarah went to the contest in Hawaii and had a house on the beach
between the Rip Curl house and the what was the other house? The two big surf houses.
Volcom House.
Yeah, Volcom, I think.
Yeah, and
or Quicksilver.
And then we shared a like balcony or deck with the Target sponsor, who it was. What was that? Cody? What's the guy? Simpson? Whatever. But we were walking up from the beach and we shared the staircase with the, I think it was Rip Curl House. And this guy's kind of, he's like, good morning or whatever. And I think he thought we were following him, like we were little groupies or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Mick Fanning.
Oh, no way.
It was like, oh my God, that's Mick Fanning. I'm telling Michaela, I'm like, that's Mick Fanning. And then like a year later, he got bit by the shark.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, that was scary. So scary.
Yeah, I mean, that's like more, I used to pay attention to surfing a lot more. I like had a fantasy team and like played all that stuff. Mick was definitely one of my favorite surfers. I'd say like Mick Fanning, Dane Reynolds. You always got to give it up to like Kelly Slater because he's just the best in the world.
Oh, I mean, that was my screen name. Like when like, AOL first came out, I was KS360. Yo, I was like his biggest fan. Really? Yes. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Wonder Twin moment powers. Yeah,
that's dope. We were. Oh my God, that's awesome. Mine was like Little Slater or some stupid thing. That like is that.
Funny.
Doesn't he have like a Kobe reputation though? He's like kind of selfish, like a wave hog, like Kobe's a ball hog.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but there's
but
a thing.
But he's so good. It's just, you can't, it's like kind of like you can't argue with Kobe. That's a thing in contest surfing. Yeah.
Like you paddle around each other, and then there's a thing called priority. So if you're, let's say, dropping in to the right, if there's someone behind you, they have what's called priority on the wave. They got priority, so they get to go.
Okay.
If you're in front of them, you're cutting them off, and it's like kind of a, call a kook move.
Yeah, you... Do you follow Kook of the Day on Instagram?
No, but my buddies do. Oh my so God, I like to keep my follows at 420. So it's hard for me. Okay. Sometimes I got to sacrifice friends.
Yeah.
It's a tough life that I live.
That's funny. You might have to move it to like 1420 or something.
Yeah, maybe. I got to start following people.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny.
Have you ever tried Kelly Slater's energy drink that he has?
No.
Perps. Yeah, right. Perps. Yeah. He swears by it that, you know, he drinks it and then like he performs better.
Really?
I tried it. It's I don't know.
But does it taste good?
Yeah, it's okay. It's no Red Bull, but
yeah,
you know,
I drink Red Bull.
Yeah, me too.
Sugar free.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I just drink alcohol, so I can't really mess it up with a Red Bull. Like, come on.
Do you have any like craziest things you've seen in Florida versus LA stories? Any really good party stories or anything?
Wow.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
I have to think back.
How about...
I'll think about it.
Current girlfriends?
Oh, geez. I mean, if you...
you're actively
you'll see
dating.
Some of that, hopefully, this season.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah, I mean...
Okay, can we just, like... I need to, like, bleed Vanderpump into this. I can't wait anymore to ask questions. Okay, are you... You're in the main title... of the like the opening we saw that on Snapchat so we
yeah
talk
I won't
about
be
that, right?
I won't be in like the slow-mos but I'll be in the
you won't
main
be, like,
title
blowing
photo
rose petals or
no
doing that okay.
But
not
you're
yet.
But you're
not
in
yet.
But you're in the background.
I'm coming for it I'll
yeah
get
are
there.
You gonna get
but
promoted?
I'm in there yeah
all right,
I'm right
all
next
right.
to Max so
awesome
are you gonna like be a server like Max or bartender
right now I'm bussing tables but I want to the plan was to have Ariana and Tom eventually train me to bartend.
Yeah. And then move over to Tom.
Yeah.
Coats.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us everything about Max. I love Max.
Max is so cool.
Oh my God. He is just like
And we
that,
met his girlfriend.
He's so nice.
She's a boss.
Yeah, she is.
She's a bombshell is what she is.
She's like, really nice, but I definitely like I don't want to get a fight with her.
Yeah, she is like she reminds me of like Sandra D. Like after she puts her cigarette down, you know, she's
like
the bad, about a bad boy. Yeah, like
Sandy in the black. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I mean, we saw her when she was like going out, so maybe that was like a different look or something.
Well,
but,
we were there. We saw him after the fire / flood / whatever the thing happened there. Didn't you? Weren't you the hero?
Yeah,
of that?
I put the.
Well, that's right.
I doused the fire. I don't know how I put it out. I put the fire out.
Yeah, you
out.
Were
Let's
the hero
go ahead
of that
and say,
story.
I put the fire out. It's Sir. And I saved Sir.
That's amazing.
Saw it or saw it first.
Did Lisa
first.
Thank you for that?
Oh, yeah, she did. I love Lisa. And I think she finally loves me now.
And yay. She knows who you are because we were listening to that podcast with your sister. And she's like, Lisa didn't even know who I was for a couple years. So that's cool. Yeah. You're already like ahead of the game.
She knows who I am now for sure.
Now, how did it happen that you were able to get onto the show? Was it enough being Ariana's brother or?
I wouldn't even say that. I don't even know where I stand now. I just bring what I have to the table, and if they want it, they want it. If they don't, you know. But I bring something to the table. Ariana was definitely a door to walk through. She definitely, but
yeah.
No one can get you on the show.
Oh,
you
know? No, like, yeah,
you,
for
you
sure.
You have to like be somewhat interesting. Yeah. So,
because there's people that have worked there for years that they've been on but have never been main cast members.
Right.
So, I mean, I've like last year, for instance, I didn't speak up as much as I maybe should have. I was kind of quiet because...
Well, you're new and you're young. And
yeah, and I didn't really know what anyone was really talking about.
Yeah.
They cut a lot of my stuff out from last year. Like, I filmed a lot, but they cut a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because we need, like, kind of younger people to come in and, like...
Like, we want to spearhead the Team Jeremy movement.
Let's
so
get it.
So we feel the rumbling of
and
you
it's
coming
perfect
also.
With James because he was like the younger one, but now it's like you guys have like
yeah
each other to like grow upon.
Because
like,
we saw you in the scenes, we definitely noticed you in there at like when Jack's card got declined at Tom's birthday party and the NASCAR trip. And I mean, yeah, those were all super memorable scenes. And
I was there.
Yeah.
I was there for a lot. Actually, I was in Sheena and Shay's bachelorette party episode back in season 3.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I've been around.
Okay.
Saw, like, yeah, comments about there. Maybe you guys were talking about it. I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, that's a while.
Yeah, it was way back.
Because you were still in Florida.
I still lived in Tampa.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And came down for it. That's
and cool. Then I moved out here. And
so is that frustrating when you said that you filmed a lot more than was shown? And so you guys don't see it until right before.
Yeah,
right?
We don't know until it airs, you know. So,
yeah. So is that hard? Is that hard to get used to?
No, I understand. I'm not like a primary or like, you know, there's I'm not an OG like original cast. It's cool. I get it.
Yeah.
But.
Did anything get edited? Like, probably not for you, but do you see how things could get edited where the cast members get mad about stuff? How it's,
yeah,
the story's told, I guess?
Yeah, I can see how they, you know, get mad at each other for, you know, but that's how we keep this show alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The show, like,
the show must
edited,
go on.
But then the confessionals, it's like, but you still said that in the confessionals, so.
Yeah.
We've seen some examples of that, right?
And it's funny, too, because as time goes on, things change, but then you go back and relive it all again, so you just kind of revisit those feelings, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's like,
yeah,
we can move on from it, but just be careful what you say, because
right,
it's gonna change again, and then we'll have to go through this all again.
yeah
so
speaking of Sheena and Shay, are you like, do you hang out with Shay or talk to him, or does James?
I haven't heard from him. Okay. I haven't heard from him, unfortunately. But
he and Sheena used to go to Huntington all the time, but I
yeah,
saw
they,
it.
They did.
He came down like a few months ago because they always go to Hyatt and we always go there. I'm like, oh, he's still going to Huntington. But I was just wondering, yeah, if James or you or anybody that used to, but I know he kind of ghosts a lot.
Yeah, he's, I wish him the best for sure. He was definitely a homie for me.
Because we're hearing some rumblings online that he's possibly going to make an appearance on season 6. Have you...
You just gotta watch.
I will say, this is what I will say about, since we have been fans.
If I was him, I would try because, you know,
yeah,
his paycheck probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, I mean, help is.
But being,
I mean, if he does, it'd be kind of weird just because, like, he used to say that it wasn't what he wanted, and then,
yeah,
you know, if.
Yeah,
if forever
how would that
he decided
sense,
to come
right?
back or do something like that, it just kind of wouldn't make sense. So I don't know,
that's
but
it doesn't
very
watch
true.
And find
doesn't,
out, you know,
doesn't
yeah.
fit, but it could make a storyline, and then he probably wouldn't be mad at the money since he is trying to self-produce and stuff, right?
Or yeah, his own label. Music. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
which he's very good at.
That's cool.
But I love Sheena. That's like a sister to me.
Yeah,
so,
that's where your loyalty is. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Okay, so tell us more about what you do, like, creatively. Like, we saw the masterpiece that you did for Jax's roast.
It almost looks like he does cocaine.
We actually purchased a print from Jeremy. So we're going to give some of these away to our listeners. So we're going to have him sign some, and we will mail them out to you guys. So we'll give you the details of that on Twitter or Instagram.
But we want to know,
adult guys. You want them, I'm telling you. Yeah, it's we want to know real art. It looks like Andy Warhol.
It really does. So what? And you also did Lala's artwork for her. Oh voice. Yeah,
I did a couple. I did a couple like little EP covers for her. One, the most recent one I did was like For You. I think the song was called.
I just played that for you. Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I saw the cover photo of it.
Uh huh.
Yes, was that it, or is it different?
Yeah, it just said For You in the corner and.
Okay, yeah.
Was that it? Is that the one?
I think so.
Because we need some new podcast art, so.
Yeah, we are wondering, have you ever done podcast art?
Probably the same type of thing.
I can do anything. I'm good on Photoshop.
Okay.
Same thing. It's like an EP cover would be the same. It's just an image, but he creates what artistic image he wants.
Okay, so here, we'll put this out to everyone, too, because I wanted to share this song.
Yeah,
Lala's art for you.
Yeah, I did that one, and then I did Boy, too, with DJ Duffy.
Yes, I love that one.
Yeah, did you guys see Lala did the Slut Lock for Amber Rose?
Have you seen any footage of it? I'm dying to see the performance.
I've seen, little Instagram videos from cell phones, but I don't know if she had a cameraman or not.
I think they were broadcasting it.
So were they?
Maybe it's going to come out soon or something. But I really want to see
that's
it.
That's cool.
Lala's very talented.
Yeah. Who is, Lala went live after that event, and she was, I think she definitely had some drinks and been smoking a little bit. It was the most entertaining Instagram live I've ever seen. But she was like,
I didn't see it.
She had a friend with her, and she's like, oh, and by the way, he's going to be on the next season. His name's Logan.
Oh, Logan, no. Yeah, good friend of ours.
Okay, so he's going to be a friend of Lala, or?
He's more of a friend of James.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Let's definitely.
Speaking out, so you hang out with James.
Yes.
Do you hang out with Max?
Me and Max are always, so our schedules. So whenever Max is off, I work at Sir, and whenever he's off, or when I'm off, he's working. So, but we've been trying to hang out for a while. He has a Jeep on a lift kit, and he likes to go rock climbing and stuff.
I saw your guys' story way up. Yeah.
So I wanted to, we try to get together all the time, but we don't get to hang out that much, unfortunately. But I would love to. We have the same, we like this doing the same stupid stuff.
Have you ever thought if you had a kid, you should name him Max, so it could be like Max Maddox, Max Maddox.
That'd be cool.
That's Max Maddox.
And then maybe Lisa Vanderpump, you could be like, yeah, well, I named it after Max.
And she'd be hyped.
Yeah. You should like reserve that Twitter handle now, just in case,
Max Maddox.
That's a thing. That'd be so funny.
All right, so you hang out with them. You do not hang out with... So we were talking, so apparently last season they filmed a awesome, cool birthday scene with Jeremy's birthday and Pirate.
Oh yeah, Pirate was there. Edmund was there.
But it was.
I had the whole squad there. Everybody was there. All my friends.
And there was frozen popsicles and champagne that happened.
That's cool. Yeah.
Pirate loves his Hennessy.
Maybe it was too too much was happening for Bravo.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, it was. Well, like I said before. Yeah, like I said, there's also, they filmed a lot of scenes that were I was my first actual season. I wasn't contracted yet. It was, there were other things for them to film. It was my birthday, but it wasn't.
The wedding was going
me.
On and everything. Yeah. And all that stuff.
So,
yeah.
I can't blame them ever, but I always got them with me.
Did you go to the wedding?
No. Yeah, I did. I was at the wedding.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was there.
Cool.
Uh-huh. I sat third row.
So you're cool with Tom and Katie or just Tom?
I just want that to go on record. I blame them. The birthday thing.
Yeah?
You blame?
I said, he wasn't even under contract and they called him to film this and film that. And all this. Yo, man, break my dude off, bro. I know y'all going to use him. Don't try to rape him, though.
Right.
I am so obsessed with Pirate.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah. Oh. Ahoy. Oh my gosh. We will. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's, love. I love him.
So you went to the wedding. So you're friends with Schwartz.
Yeah, I was at the wedding.
You close with Katie?
Yeah, we at the time.
Okay, but me not
and Katie
now.
We're cool now. Me and Katie are cool. Kristen? We just had a little rough patch, okay. I think.
Well, she's had rough patches with everyone.
Yeah, which it's cool. You know,
yeah.
Her and my sister are cool now. Everything leads with my sister.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, like, and you just like I got her guilty back. By association or whatever.
Exactly.
And, okay, so let's talk about Ariana for a second because I mean, from what we see on the show, you guys have like the cutest brother sister relationship I've ever seen. So, how are you guys so close? Like, what? Hey, what's up? Twin.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, we're twins.
So you guys are 7 years apart. Is that right?
Yeah, 7 years apart. We weren't always like super close.
Okay.
But we kind of like as I matured, I think it was I was the missing link there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, it's a girl and a guy and growing up. So it's like I have a different relationship with my nephews and my nieces just out of the fact that you just have more to relate to when you're younger.
I guess I think about it with my brother and like
you're a year apart though or 2 years.
3 years, but like I'm definitely not as like I wouldn't be as nice to my brother as she is to you. You know, like she's just like so like just seems like she's so like
Maybe
unconditional loving. You know, like my brother would be like, get away.
Because
like,
he was probably your little baby because at seven, you're like, ooh.
She looked at me like, exactly. I was like, she says she'll always see me as like an 11-year-old boy or like a 7-year-old boy wanting to go watch me play baseball in the front yard or something.
Yeah.
So that's what Michaela's mom is to me. It's like, I'm the little baby.
Yeah, yeah.
My niece, she's basically like my best friend, but her mom is the oldest sister. So I was like that. I was like the little baby and whatever.
So has it been nice being able to, you know, have since she is on the show with you and stuff, being able to bounce ideas off of her? Or I'm sure you've been able to support her.
Yeah, it's good to have her there because I'm very like sometimes I can be a little absent-minded with my words.
Yeah.
That I use. And it's good to have her there to kind of just have someone that knows better, you know, to kind of be like, no.
Or like, it's not worth it.
We can get your point across by doing this instead and it'll be a lot better for you.
Right. Are you referring to like Twitter or like things that happen?
Anything. any social media, like, yeah. All
so
kinds
do you,
of stuff.
Do you guys help each other out in general? Like when you see someone like say something, you're like, ooh, like do you guys text each other and say yikes or, you know,
A little bit.
I mean,
like,
your friends.
If I throw up a red flag, you know, she'll text me and be like, "You can't do that."
Yeah.
And then I do stuff for her, like take her car to get an oil change.
That's cool.
So. I feel like she probably does that to Jax too, because he tweets like the most ridiculous stuff, and then at some point it's deleted.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like that's Tom and Ariana, like going, "Dude, got to take that."
Definitely
down.
Tom or Ariana. More than likely Tom, but
yeah,
I'd say,
I was gonna say,
but
Tom,
Ariana
feeds
Tom's mind too, so
yeah. Interesting. Wow. That's cool.
Well, she does. I mean, she always takes the high road because, like, I'll hear things or I'll listen to podcasts.
Yeah, she takes the high road.
And I'll tell her, I'll be like the little narc. I'm like, oh, just so you know, this person said this on their podcast about you because I just want her to know.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be like, oh, they're just so ridiculous or they're hungry or whatever. And I'm like, good for you, because I'd probably like take to Twitter and be like, yeah.
Oh, it's so hard not to. It's so hard not to. But you have to imagine once someone like shares it or likes it, it's there. You can only delete your tweet. But
yeah.
But on their feed, it'll stay because they liked it.
Well, and every screenshots.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think of it like that, but that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eek. Yeah. No, I cannot imagine what you guys go through because we, as being viewers of the show and having a lot of listeners kind of rely on what we're saying to them about the show. When we see you guys say something and we retweet it, we know that it's lighting a fire. So, and I can't, and we've gotten some pushback, you know, on things that on an opinion that we'll have about a cast member or something. And it's like, oh my gosh, like it's a lot to deal with. So I can't imagine.
Yeah. There's like a Stassi army out there for sure. But fortunately, like there's also a Tom and Ariana army.
Yeah. Yeah. There is. There is.
Ariana's army's the nicest one.
Yeah, we were at a live podcast and we were there early and this girl came up to us and she was like, oh, because one of the girls at the podcast well, it was Rachel. And so mm-hmm. there's a thing there.
Oh, yeah.
And so they start talking about Ariana. And this girl who knows Tom and Ariana from the music fests that they go to, her name's Diamond. You may know her, too. Her name's Sherry, but Ariana calls her Diamond, right? Because the diamond...
Yeah, I forget why she named her that. Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, she was standing up for her during the live podcast. So it's like, no, they're actually really nice. I know them. I see them a lot. They're not like that and blah, blah, blah. And the girl, Rachel, was just like, oh, well, I mean, you know, just kind of shut down.
Shrugged it off.
So it's like, good for her. She's like standing up like an army while she's at someone else's, you know, thing. Like she wasn't afraid to.
Yeah, she
stood
up on her own and defended. It was.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Wait, Ariana did?
No, her friend.
Her friend.
It's like
a
fan friend. She knows.
Oh,
those
that's
guys
awesome.
From
yeah.
Music
okay,
Fest.
I missed that part. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
really
I messaged.
Cool.
I DM'd Ariana and told her what happened, and she goes, "Oh, I love Sherry. Oh, I call her Diamond because of the skull crushers that she wears."
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever met her, but I like her.
It's one of those lasery music fests that they go to. You know, like what's it called?
I don't know.
I mean, whatever.
It's, yeah.
doesn't matter.
Okay, so let's still, I still want to hear, we haven't got to hear exactly what you do creatively. I want to hear that part.
Oh, okay.
Like, what are you doing here?
Well, like, what kind of art do you do? What do you like to do? What do you hope to do? What kind of projects are you looking for? Like, how can we hook you up, promote you, talk about you, get people to hire you?
Well, I would say I'm probably best at either photography or producing. Like I can produce
videos and stuff.
Yeah. But I edit.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Thanks, Edmund.
Kill the editor.
So yeah, I edit, I retouch, I do photo, video, produce. Okay. Anything with the camera or the computer, I pretty much can do.
Now, have you like asked Evolution at all about like hooking you up or projects?
I don't think so. I think it's kind of a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They have like their own people for that.
I mean, especially like now, if you're a paid cast member, then it's like, but yeah, at some point. Well, hopefully this.
Yeah. I mean, as far as that goes, and I don't know, no one ever hits me up to do anything. Like,
well,
even
we,
my closest friends.
We saw your tweet when you said everyone's sleeping on the fact that you know how to do everything. And we were like, oh my God. Like, we knew that you did that, but it was a good reminder that you can do all these different things that we kind of, like, you're like, oh. That's.
Yeah, and I have all these, like, creative friends, and everyone always forgets that you, like, I kill it at this stuff.
Yeah.
Holler at me. Don't sleep.
What do you think about the YouTubers in the area that are just like killing it on YouTube and making $1 million a month?
I think that's fucking awesome.
I do too. I'm like, so obsessed with it. Like,
there's some talented people out here, and I am lucky enough to be close friends with one of them. So, I know what makes sense and what doesn't. So, there's a lot of people that pick up a camera and you know, get more respect than someone that spends hours and hours on the computer to make that picture look perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's cool. Okay, let's see. What else do we got going on here?
I have a totally frivolous question. Who do you actually report to? Because I know Lisa is not the day-to-day boss. So would it be
myself.
Natalie? Here? Well, yourself.
Yeah, that's... I don't know if I like that answer.
No, that's actually the best answer in the world.
I do. I report to myself, but at Sir...
There's Guillermo.
Diana. Guillermo. And, you know, if I'm ever in trouble, I got to talk to Natalie.
Chef Joe. Oh, Natalie.
Yeah.
Oh, Natalie. She's scary.
No, I love her.
She's nice.
I love everybody there. Everybody's great.
Everyone's
very understanding. That's cool.
We have to say that when we have been there multiple times.
Diana's above Peter?
I don't know. I believe
are they
so.
You don't work for Peter, though?
I report to Peter,
if
too.
If he's
yeah.
working.
Yeah, if he's there. Because if I'm working in the restaurant, he's managing, like,
yeah,
Peter's the one that,
and he
kind of
seems to get along with everyone.
Yeah, he's great.
He's like Peter's Switzerland.
Great guy. Great guy.
What were you gonna say?
I forgot.
Diana, Chef Joe.
Oh yeah.
I love
what
that
we talking
the
about.
Shoot, I forgot. It'll come back to
the
me.
Cabbage soup.
No. Oh no, I was saying, okay, when we have been in the restaurant multiple times, we've seen you bussing, and like you bust your butt. Like, we appreciate.
Oh, yeah. Like, I actually work.
We've worked in restaurants before, and we like that type of busser because they're the helpful ones that actually, yeah.
Do. I'm glad you see that.
Yeah, we do.
Sometimes, like, I don't know what it is, but I'll get in, like, every now and then I'll get in trouble and they'll be like, you're slacking. And I'll be like,
what?
I'm working so hard. What is going on? I don't understand this. But I always find out it's like some server saying something that's like,
oh my God. Not what it is.
Tweet next time we go there. And yeah. Who should we tag?
Like, at Natalie. Sir Restaurant, probably, or Sir Rules, I think, whatever one is.
Sir Rules is a fan page. We think it's like Stassi or Rachel or maybe Zach. Zach?
Yeah, Zach's cool.
He seems cool.
Yeah.
He seems kind of friends with everyone. No, just because, like...
Well, Ariana Sir just Rule, said Sir, that it was.
Yeah, Sir underscore... Yeah, Sir Rules. But Sir Restaurant, I think it's like... Does Ken even manage that? Because I feel like Ken's always...
I feel like either Guillermo or Natalie, okay. Probably.
We'll just make sure we take the right that people, vibe. Not a fan.
No, but yeah. The, no,
well, I think that's why I don't ever like fully get in trouble because Guillermo knows how hard I work, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm really shocked to hear that anyone ever said that because, yeah, I noticed that right away. I was like, wow. I mean, because there's different bussing techniques and you're a hard worker, I can tell.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's, tight. He's like, this man's got 15 glasses in one hand.
I'm like, wow, he's going really fast. That must mean
he's fast. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
So how often do you get stopped for like photos and stuff when you're like, do people say, can I get a picture with you and stuff like that?
It's more and more frequent, but it's not like, and it's funny too, because some people trump the other ones. So like, I watch it. And it's funny. So, like, let's say, you know, James is DJing. Everyone's hyped. James is there. But Tom walks in, and then it's like, oh my God, Tom's here. So it's like really? Everything gravitates.
Yeah. So, I saw that when
so it's like that to me. Like, if James is there, if Max is there, you know what I'm saying? But people, right. I feel like also people are like very, like, hesitant to talk to me for some reason. I don't know if they're like unsure. Some people think I'm Max. I'm like, if you saw us next to each other, you wouldn't think that. Like,
that's funny.
Max has curly hair. Mine's straight. Mine's long. His is short. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I get that. It's we're blonde and we have the same skin tones and like, yeah, we do kind of look alike. I've seen pictures of Max where I'm like, we look kind of alike. But
yeah.
I think it's more that you're, like you're not.
We're
white. Part of the restaurant.
What part?
Have you seen the show? It's pretty white.
I know. He's like, we got blonde hair. Our skin is the same.
There was a girl in the first couple seasons that was friends with Sheena. Was her name Tina? And she, I'm like, where is, not Faith, but it was the first couple
Tierney?
Seasons. Tierney.
It wasn't maybe. Faith.
And I was like, where did she go? Because she was in the opening credits.
Yeah, she was a cute girl. She was nice, too.
They never gave her any airtime. What is this, The Bachelor?
She ended up, like, not working at Sir. She didn't work there no more. I don't know.
Yeah, but Faith still does, right?
No.
No, she doesn't.
Oh no.
Oh.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah, you guys definitely need to make sure you got your DVR set.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Yay. Oh, okay, so is this season going to be like amazing? Do you think it's going to be good?
I heard it's longer.
I don't know. I don't have the words for what this season has
potential to be. Cuz we were a little worried that there's going to be manufactured storylines cuz everyone's getting along. And we don't just say that from social media. We were at
Get ready.
Well, we were there filming several times and everyone was hanging out and like laughing and
maybe we missed the drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
or everyone holds it together when they're at Sir because they're in front of everyone or something.
Yeah. I mean,
so, okay. What about DJ James? Have you collabed with him?
No, but I thought about maybe having him like produce a rap song for me.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Do you rap?
Yeah, but in private.
Oh my gosh, you should totally do it.
You and but when the song comes out, it'll be good. Voices under a rock. They're probably like the most talented of like any of them. But
yeah,
that's why I don't sing in public because you know it's
too much. It's too much.
But yeah, we were there one of the nights that James was DJing at Sir, and he was getting turnt, and you were getting turnt next to him.
Yeah, you were there.
Like you were like jump. You were like all into it.
Wait,
too.
Didn't you say he was like making out with a couple different girls?
Wait, who?
You?
Me? Oh no.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yes. over on the front patio.
It was the night he spun when the restaurant was closed because of the fire. Do you remember that night?
Oh, wow.
That, like 2 days later.
Yeah,
after
I remember
the fire.
That night.
I could just tell that you're friends with a lot of people. I think that like,
I'm very open hearted.
Yeah. Like, and you're just greeting everyone very friendly. Like, you know, I don't know what was going on.
Yeah. I mean, I'm nice. I'm nice to everybody. Everyone deserves it.
So
well, maybe not everyone, but okay.
Yeah. With lightly.
That's the right answer anyways. I can't tell you how to feel.
Okay, has Tom ever taught you how to shave your face? You know how he like shaves his entire face?
Oh, on the forehead?
Face? Yeah.
Oh, no, he's never.
Have you seen him do it?
Yeah, it's for exfoliation.
Just like Carolyn Manzo. That's right.
Yeah.
He exfoliates it.
I'd rather be a guy.
Lisa thought it's because he had hair that grew up there.
Oh my
god, Eddie Munster or something. Yeah. I can see that. He kind of has that.
Like, that's
Munster.
The funniest thing I've ever heard.
Oh my god.
She thought because he had hair growing out of his forehead.
Like the Teresa like a passionate Giudice widow peak. You know, the New Jersey housewife where her hairline's like right here.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Tom. No, he hasn't. He's question. Never showed me. Go ahead.
Did you watch Ozark before going to the Ozarks? And was the Ozarks amazing?
I still haven't seen it, but the Ozarks was amazing.
It looked amazing.
We were there for like there were these boat races going on.
Oh,
so we didn't go to any of them, but there's like these bars that are like really like,
and like
partying
right on the water and stuff,
and there's like the coolest like speed boats out there.
One so of them, I watched your guys' stories, and then I then went and watched Ozark because of your stories.
Was it like, good? I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really easy because it's only like 10 episodes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like a Narcos, but like whiteified, or you know, it's just like when white guys get in too deep. But it's like drug money laundering, trafficking.
Out of the lake?
Yeah. But because this guy has to, because they screwed with some
Tom,
legit narcos people.
They're actually all in St. Louis right now.
I told you she was a gangster. These Cubans, and you hear how she talking?
My friends, the friend that's coming here today, her good friend, their kids go to school together. She produced Narcos, went to Columbia. Like they watched her kid while she went to Columbia and filmed seasons 1 and 2. Season 3 is different because
what a cool
Escobar's dead, so it's like a different story. But
watching it after that, it was done.
Right, that was amazing though, wasn't it? I love that.
Oh man, that show's crazy.
Yeah, that show's crazy.
Okay, so we know that you can't tell us too much about season 6, but if Tom takes off,
mm-hmm.
And they need more staff over there, would you move over from Sur to that restaurant/bar?
Only if I can manage.
Oh, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I can run a company. I can manage a restaurant.
That
you know?
Well, there. That's a great step for you.
I mean, so, I'll take that opportunity. Otherwise, I'll just keep busting it, Sur.
Okay.
No worries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone said that Tom was
Tom, I'll take any job, dude. I'm just kidding. But not really.
So, does Tom ever give you like fashion advice?
Oh yeah, definitely.
What? So tell us about your style.
Tom bought me these jeans that I'm wearing. These are the ones with the roses on the stitched on the leg.
Those are very in style.
I know, I love it. I want a jacket to match.
Those are cool. So tell us about your style, because I feel like you have a super unique style.
I dress like a rock star.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's.
You look like a rock star in that picture she showed me with you and Ariana, the one that you were gonna.
Oh yeah, I wanted to show you a photo that I wanted to post. Oh, yeah, okay. I think it was of you guys like on Halloween.
And her hair was like that, but you were like your hair was down, and you were like, like gothy Bret Michaels.
Yeah.
Oh, it may have been. It may have been I think it was a Zoolander party, and I was dressed as
Owen
Wilson.
Yes,
yeah,
I can totally see that.
That must be what
it is. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, because her hair was like Zoolander, the models they had.
Yeah, so that's why it was so extravagant. But, I mean, really, though, I would say, like, you know, I got a little skater vibe to me and then a lazy, sleazy vibe, too. I don't know, but I'm comfortable. I like to dress comfortable. And, you know, but also look good at the same time.
Okay. Okay. And then, have you gotten a trainer? I noticed that you've been posting some stuff with,
oh yeah. Craig Ramsey,
shout out.
Yeah. Shout out to Craig Ramsey for training me. Also shout out to Stray for hooking me up with the shoes I got on right now.
Cool. Those are cool.
Yeah. These are like the new thing right here. So you're looking at like no more Converse and no more Vans. You're looking at Stray now.
You know? Pumpers, you heard it here first. Go get these shoes.
Did it
go
come
get
them. The laces?
And yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, these are the shoes I've been looking for laces for. This is funny that you ask. I want to get orange laces for these shoes to match the sweater that I got from Zadig and Voltaire. They're also hooking it up for me. They hooked me up with clothes from for title shoots. I wore Zadig.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so
awesome.
But yeah, these are the shoes I'm looking for laces for, orange ones.
Oh, we could probably get that from the
because look,
Holly and I used to do roller derby.
That's why you see the insides are orange to match. They already match. You just don't know.
You see the laces. So we were in roller derby. It was called the Orange County Roller Derby Girls, whatever. Blockwork orange, and that's their color. So we have orange everything.
Yeah, we have orange laces.
I should check to see. Oh, I love orange. I think orange is about to trend so hard. Also, maybe I'll let you guys in on this. So you're only going to know this if you listen to this podcast.
Oh my God.
I think like an OK Magazine event or something this year, I'm going to rock a NASA jumpsuit. I'm going to look like I'm about to get on the spaceship.
Yes.
Like an orange one.
Oh, awesome.
NASA, not a helmet or anything, just a jumpsuit.
And that's
so
like
I do
the
some
opening
photos like a onesie, you know?
Yeah. You know
some
what?
With it up and some with it down.
Like Major Healy from I Dream of Jeannie. Is that before your time?
I don't know.
So I don't know. Like ever like, really don't like know. People are trying to rock rompers, you're gonna rock a jumpsuit.
Well, but it's just a spacesuit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's not a romper. It's a spacesuit.
Yeah. It's not.
I know. It's more progressive.
It wasn't
It's not
no.
Andy Cohen,
I mean,
okay?
Now that you put it that way, it's exactly that. But I never had it with the mentality that I was gonna be the onesie
Let's
guy.
Stick
you
with
know.
The jumpsuit.
Do you think this?
Yeah.
Do you
spacesuit.
Spacesuit. Not even jumpsuit. That's
spacesuit.
Sick.
Just kidding.
Do you think this season you'll get on Watch What Happens Live?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. That'd be interesting. I'd love to meet Andy Cohen. That'd be awesome. I know he's like a very respected dude. So.
I mean, Pumpers, I feel like if we get the tweet game up on Jeremy, we can get him there.
Well, I had it. I got through on the phone and a question read. When was Tom and Katie? And I thought Tom and Ariana were on, but I don't remember. Maybe that was the one they read. It's weird. You have to, it's a weird process to even try to
I've never tried
call
it.
In. Yeah.
It would be funny if I did.
Yeah.
I
that. Yeah.
No, you know what? You would get in. If it's any of the cast members and you call in, you say who you are, they would probably, because if you ever notice, they're like, oh, you know, another housewife is calling for it. They'll like put them
really?
To the forefront.
Uh-oh.
So like if
Watch
Ariana's
out.
On or Sandoval, you'd be like, it's Jeremy Maddox. They probably put you right
put
in.
Put me right in. Yeah. I got things to say too, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what else do you have? I think I went through all mine.
Was it really claustrophobic going up into the arch?
Oh yeah. So Ariana did not join.
Okay.
Because
of that.
Of that reason.
Yeah.
And Tom tried to convince her and she was like, no.
And
we
so
got
small.
Off and we were like no, you would have definitely freaked out. It's so
okay,
small.
I would have
like,
freaked out then.
It literally you're like sitting like this and it's you're inside this bubble and there's
like
four other people.
So this guy I work with, I saw him last week in San Francisco and I was like, is it really cramped? He's like, it's pretty tight. I'm like, it looked more than
it's
tight.
Yeah, it's claustrophobic in there. I almost
because I go
out.
Every year to St. Louis, and I've been wanting to, and then I saw that, and I was like, mm-mm.
Yeah, no. I mean, going
right.
A slow day when you're taking a ride alone.
And she's like, so tiny. Like I would be like,
yeah.
I'd bad vibe.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah. Thank you. I will not waste my time or money.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, do you, if you drink, I don't know if you do, what's your drink liquor of choice?
Oh, so I'm on this like thing right now and they're trouble for me because I literally drink them like.
Is it those ball things?
Like you'll give it to me and you'll turn around, and you'll turn back
Buzz
around
balls?
And my drink will be empty. So those things are dope though. it's a spicy strawberry margarita.
Okay.
Ooh.
Like
so a spicy strawberry. So they make it the best at Sir. I've asked it for shout out everywhere. To sir. I mean, it just so happens that the best ones are there. Though? No, everyone kills it.
Jax.
They all got it. I've never had him make one. I've never had him make one. I really
haven't.
Because
he doesn't know how. Yeah. This is not a vodka cranberry.
Actually, I don't think I've ever had Jax make me a drink.
Because he doesn't make drinks.
That's hilarious.
He might pour Lisa some tea or some sangria out of a bottle.
That's funny.
That is funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would say the best drink I had was Sandoval, but I've never had Ariana as bartender. Like,
yeah,
that's annoying.
She's really good.
We had that Eric guy. But it's really hard at the main bar
cool.
to get a, like, it takes a long time to get a drink.
When it's busy, it's like, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's definitely hard.
The back one is easy to get one.
Yeah. You know, that's the secret.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's not.
But when it's closed,
the back bar is so busy.
Really? Oh, yeah. Now, actually, come to think of it, it is. I think it's just because they know me that I get really good service.
Yeah.
Are in this season, are you going to have any scenes in the alley? The famous alley in the back, you know, where everyone fights?
No, not me this year. No, but there are ones back there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I love going to the bathroom and then sneak going out there and like looking around. It's so fun.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's right there.
Yeah.
I've even gone in the employee bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, the VIP room.
The really tiny one.
In the middle of the restaurant? Like in the dead center?
No, and it overlooks the alley. And like the windows open into the alley.
Oh, yeah, in the back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's a scene. Because everyone outside in the alley smoking can hear you pee.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been in that one.
You can hear us, too.
In the other one.
Probably. I don't even say anything. I better not. I could just hear my sister in my head. You better not.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Okay, so girls, I know there's a turnstile. I'm sure they're coming and going. No. any particular type or girl you're looking for? Like, do you have a celebrity crush or type?
I mean, I would say definitely brunettes are my type. Gosh, who's like a good example?
Like Transformers season one Megan Fox, but not current.
I don't know. What's she look like currently?
Well, she's just like really plasticky.
Maybe currently then.
Okay.
you like plastic.
A little bit.
Oh, maybe you didn't like her before. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's fine. That's an amazing answer. Never heard that before. So that makes you one of kind of very unique. Like, I prefer them look like puffed up and a little fillery and fakey.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's awesome.
I would say Kylie Jenner, but not like to the T. Like some of that's too Kylie much Jenner. For me. But like, yeah, Kylie Jenner, kind of like brunette, you know?
Yeah, she gets a little bit too much sometimes, but I get your point. Like, she's, yeah.
Has Kylie come into Sir?
No, but I think her sisters have. But if she does ever come, you know, I wear a hat, an orange hat. I wear an orange hat and I'm cool as hell.
Kylie, you can reach out to Jeremy for, like, she's always doing creative stuff. Like, she just did a music video. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything.
That's awesome. any stories behind your tattoos?
Yeah, a little bit. So I listened to this group called Slightly Stupid, and there's like a line in there that I took and then made it my own, kind of. Mm-hmm. So the first half would match. It says, in a world where violence reigns, the second half is me. It says, somewhere peace remains. So, and it's very kind of relevant. Cool. I did this years and years and years ago, but it's more relevant now than ever.
Yeah.
So my idea for this is, you know, I'm going to have a small portion of my arm, black and white, which obviously is going to represent, you know, the darker side of the world we're in. But eventually I want to go full torso. Almost everything will be color. Mm-hmm. In other words, everything. Like, peace is taking over.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my...
I like that, though, because it's something to remind yourself, like, when something's really stressful, it's like, at least...
I just like art so much that I'll put it on my body. Yeah. I just love art. So I probably end up drawing like some of the stuff that goes on me. I love to draw.
Yeah. Oh, well, you could design mine. I need a cover up.
Oh yeah.
But I'm not artistic at all. But I don't want to go to a place and look on a wall and be like, I want that. It's not like got to be cool yeah. or meaningful or something.
Cover ups are
and unique because there's. I love everything. I love the compass. I love the. But it's like yeah, me and 10 billion other people that have you know. It's like all the things I love. Like now it's like
yeah, it comes and goes, anymore. Huh? Yeah.
So if it's unique,
that's the case on this one on my finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I actually try to take some of it off myself, but.
Did you? Oh.
Yeah.
Like and it worked. Burn it off?
Yeah, I burned it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm doing by putting in the sun and eventually it fades. It just takes like 50 years.
Oh yeah, it takes a long time. So I've got
like, you know.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
Yeah, that's It'll a cover up for soon. Me too. We can go get more. Cover ups done together. We can go each get our own
we
cover up tattoos
Tom
done.
We saw how Tom handled that. Wait, is the bacon A still there? Because he didn't.
No, he got it lasered off.
But they showed him go to one treatment and then he's like, oh, it hurt too much. Did he finish?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
I don't know. The bacon A was pretty.
I don't think Ariana was gonna hold him down anymore if he didn't. You know.
Okay, it's so interesting that hearing you say her name. I feel like I've been saying it wrong. Say it again.
Everyone always tells me that. Well, for me, it's Ariana.
Ariana.
Yeah, but for everyone Ariana. Else, it's Ariana.
Okay. Well, I think we used to always say Ariana, but then it was like, oh, maybe it's Ariana.
Yeah.
She says she doesn't care.
No.
I mean, as long as it's not Adriana.
Adriana, the realest one though. That Adriana girl's so real. I'm like, yeah.
Oh my god.
I never correct people. I just let them. I don't know. Maybe I should start correcting people.
Yeah. Apparently, neither do you.
I don't. Yeah. So
someone was another podcast, and they're like, "Oh, we can't wait," because I had my niece with me, and they're like, "Oh, we can't wait to go meet you and your aunt in Laguna Beach." I'm like, "I'm her fucking aunt."
Yeah,
like, I look that old. I'm like, can you please correct them that I'm
and
not
I
your
didn't,
aunt?
I didn't correct them. Like,
she did
I was,
it.
I was just like, okay,
thank you.
Yeah, I know the vibe.
Payback is coming.
You know, like sometimes it's awkward to correct.
Yeah, because then people are always like, oh, I'm so like, I don't want to deal with like the like after effects
it's
of correcting. So yeah,
it's uncomfortable. It's like, okay.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so like,
Auntie Sarah. Okay.
It's all right. Everything's cool.
Bitch.
Oh my god. Sorry.
Well, I think I get all my questions, but do you want to talk about anything?
No. More season six. Come on, you got to give us something like
season
something.
Season six.
Like, does everyone have their summer bodies in check? Because you know that we are at we are at the
but
location.
But I do. I got my summer body in check, but no one else does.
Well, because I've been seeing
that's
you
right.
go to the trainer.
We are here where that In Touch or OK Party was, where the summer bods.
Yeah, this was
James
the opening
doing this
thing.
Happened.
Oh
that was,
god, yeah, that was not. He's apologized for that.
No, I
that
know,
was so
but
mean.
It made for good TV.
But yeah, it did. So yeah, you know, what's up? We're giving out these Jack's pictures for you guys.
Yeah. We're gonna have you sign them, and then we're gonna. We have some major fans of this art.
Yeah, and
so
we'll hit you up later. But like, let's talk about podcast art and like what we can hire.
Yeah,
you for.
Definitely.
Yeah. Maybe a music video. I don't know. Maybe we'll write a song about season six.
Me and Edmund will kill the music video. Let me tell you, like.
Dude, I am so down. Like, I want to do a video so bad.
I could write my poem raps and you could perform them.
Like, I'm watching these YouTube guys.
Oh,
and
we
just
can make a
kill
sick
it,
one.
Man. Like, I want to go viral.
I mean, it'll look like it should be viral, so it might go viral.
It probably will.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I.
Am I right?
100% right.
Oh, like.
Do you guys use drones?
Yeah.
Really?
Everything.
I want a drone so bad.
No, I have one in my house. You could
crash them. We do all kinds of stuff with drones.
Cool. So you guys look out for a music video from us soon.
Yeah, look out for it. Let's do
it. You wrap it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I think that's it. This is where can everyone find you? How can they plug into?
Follow me on Instagram at Jeremy Maddox, Twitter Jeremy Maddox 1.
What if other people want to buy your artwork? Should they hit you up on Insta?
If you want more artwork, DM me at Jeremy Maddox. Also, follow my production company, Fortune Films, on Instagram.
What the heck? I'm not following that.
Cool. Yeah, at Fortune Films.
Okay.
And be on the lookout for Fortune Films EP Digital coming at you.
Yes.
Get ready for it, because we're wild with it. Shout out, Pirate. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for coming, guys. This is fun. Jeremy, so much for coming. This has just been so cool.
Yeah, this was so fun. Thank you guys for having me. Thank you for all the gifts.
Yeah, yeah. And we really hope so sweet to have you during the season. Like, if a big
hit me up. Yeah. I'm so down. Yeah,
if you're edited out or you get a bad edit and you want to clear anything up, hit us up.
Hey, yeah. All right, cool.
Say to y'all pod people, I wish you guys could see this layout there. And it's obviously a swingers room. I love it. It's mirrors everywhere, and they're just smiling beautiful in here. Y'all love it.
That's a TV, too. That mirror's a TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
A trip.
Yeah,
I said, man, we could play porn on one side and hip-hop videos.
There you go. So, be on the lookout for new projects, and be on the lookout for new gear, like I said, at The Stray on Instagram. At Zadig and Voltaire laces. For my clothing.
Oh yeah.
And at Craig Ramsey Fit for any of your personal training needs.
We'll tweet out the lines too.
Yeah. Tweet them out. Stray.
Yeah. You know,
they're
like
killing it.
It.
This is the new wave right now.
I'm
here.
Gonna order some tonight.
Justin Bieber wears these.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me my phone.
Justin Bieber wears
right
Stray.
This girl like waited in line.
And then a bunch of other people
out.
You don't know. Chad Muska. A lot of other people.
Well, you need to like shout that out on your social media so we can like know what's going on.
Yeah, those are Stray.
And they'll send you free shit.
You those like are leopard cool. print?
Oh. Yeah, those are really cool.
They got the best leopard print. They do one that's like kind of like faded tie-dye kind of vibe too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I'd like that. They kill it.
Well, people what? Want what they can't get.
That's yeah,
right there that he got. He has
but that's the best
the exclusive
marketing.
Strays.
Can't get it.
Ultra rare.
Ultra rare.
People wanted even more.
Yeah. And also, Edmund, thanks for being here for filming. And would you guys mind? We can maybe get the audio for this too.
Yeah, of course. Yes, of course. And I'm sure we'll be charting on iTunes as soon as we release this. So, it's going
to
be huge.
We're about to make a music video.
Hey. Okay. Yeah. So thank you so much again.
Yeah, thank you.
And we hope to have you back. And everyone tune in to season 6. Jeremy's going to kill it. You heard it here first.
Let's hope for the best. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I am. I'm always killing
it. I'm more excited now.
Always killing it. Watch out.
Sounds like there's more like fresh stuff coming.
Yeah, I'm excited.
The next Brad Pitt. Get ready for him. Bravo's the gangster Brad Pitt. Hey, Bravo's Pitt.
Yeah.
The Pitt of Bravo.
Okay, you guys, thank you so much. You can follow us at VPR Party Podcast on Twitter. Instagram is Vanderpump Rules Party. You can leave us a voicemail, and we will play that voicemail on our podcast, 805-VANDER-8. And we will see you guys next week. Bye. Thanks. Bye.